This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for Saturday, June 16, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 27, verses 13 to 14. It says there, "I would have despaired had I not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage." Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. End of quote. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "How much of human life is lost in waiting?" End of quote. But the Bible promises good things comes to those who wait on the Lord. We won't lose anything, but we will gain much and avoid many troubles if we truly wait for God's timing for help and deliverance. The reason is this: today's darkness doesn't mean tomorrow and day after tomorrow will also be dark. Why? Bible says, "The Lord's mercy and compassion are new every morning, and great is His faithfulness." The Lord is good for those who wait for Him. To the soul who seeks Him, it is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. End of quote. Lamentations 3:22-26. Our today's Bible insight says, David would have despaired if he had not believed that he would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Isn't it true? Yes, it is true. The hard times David experienced were so heartbreaking, indescribable and horrible. And if he had not believed he would see the goodness of the Lord, of course, in his severe trials, he would have despaired. But David truly believed and hoped that he would see the goodness of the Lord, because he had placed his hope and confidence in the Lord of heaven, in the living God who created the heaven and the earth. And Bible says God delivered David from all his fears and troubles. You see, my beloved friend, waiting is not idle. Waiting involves the expectation and hope in God, because of the conviction that God's mercies and compassion are new every morning, and then He will be good and He will deliver those who wait on Him. Secondly, waiting involves seeking the face of God in prayer. Many of the Psalms of David are lamentations to God. In other words, David's cry to God for help. We also should do the same thing as David did in our troubled times. Lament, cry, and pray to God. David testified in Psalm 34, verse 4. He says, "I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears." End of quote. Bible says we must pray to God in heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of our sins. And He provides eternal life in heaven with Him. And He grants forgiveness and eternal life. Jesus promised, "I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." End of quote. John 14, verses 13 to 14. The prayer does not mean praying to trees, mountains, sun, stars, idols, or images. Prayer means praying to the living God in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, His Son. You pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ, and you experience God's deliverance and salvation in your life. My friend, I challenge you to do that today. As we place our confident expectation and hope in God, and we lament and pray to God, thirdly, we should remember to find strength and courage in the Lord. That's what David did. We do not have power and courage in our trying times, do we? Take heart God's peace, strength, and courage that He grants you. Do not let despair take hold of you as you wait on the Lord. Instead, be strong and let your heart take courage. Why? You have faith and hope in God. You lamented and prayed to God. Therefore, God is at work on behalf of you. Consequently, we can wait quietly for the deliverance of God. He will send His rescue at the perfect time. Bible says God delivered David from all his fears and troubles. Like David, you will also praise God. Why don't we repeat our today's Bible insight together? Repeat after me. I would have despaired had I not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Got a moment for today's prayer? Let's pray. Father in heaven, I believe in your power and greatness. I know you are the living God who can help me. I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior today. I submit my fears and problems in your hand. Lord, please save me and deliver me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the good and loving Lord bless you today and deliver you from all your fears and problems. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.